This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the organization expects results from its solidarity drug trials within the next few weeks. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergencies program, said it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus that has killed more than 500,000 people.
Vaccines may have shown efficacy by the end of the year. The question will be whether or not the scale-up and production of those vaccines will be enough for us to begin vaccinating people early in 2021.
Ryan added that countries need to take the pandemic seriously and rely on scientific data instead of emotion or political goals. U.S. President Donald Trump is getting set to host a 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore, even though masks are optional and there's no social distancing. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It'll be the first fireworks show in years at what's known as the Shrine of Democracy.
It's going to be a fireworks display like few people have seen. It's going to be very exciting.
But it's also steeped in controversy. The thousands of people expected to attend will not be required to socially distance. And though masks will be distributed, nobody will be forced to wear them. Public health experts warn that could help the virus spread in an area the pandemic's relatively spared. Beyond health risks, some worry the fireworks themselves will put the forest around the monument in danger of wildfires. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Turkish court has opened the trial in absentia of two former aides of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and 18 other Saudi nationals over the 2018 killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Turkish prosecutors are seeking life prison terms for the defendants, who have all left Turkey. Saudi Arabia has rejected Turkish demands for the suspects' extradition and put some of them on trial in the kingdom. The proceedings have been widely criticised as a whitewash, with Jamal Khashoggi's family later announcing they've forgiven his killers. The trial in Turkey will be closely watched for possible new information, including the whereabouts of the late columnist's remains. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Hong Kong man who carried a sign saying "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times" as he drove a motorcycle into police during a protest this week has become the first person charged with inciting separatism and terrorism under a new security law. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Beijing imposed the national security law on Hong Kong late on Tuesday after weeks of uncertainty. The law punishes crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. But critics say it is aimed at stamping out dissent. Police said the 23-year-old rammed into several officers at an unauthorized protest on Wednesday. Media said he was initially arrested for dangerous driving. The charge comes less than 24 hours after the city's government said the protest slogan connotes separatism or subversion under the new law.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. One of the most highly anticipated movies of the summer is actually a Broadway play. AP's Ed Donahue reports Hamilton will begin streaming on Disney's streaming service.
It was supposed to premiere next year in theaters, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's streaming now on Disney Plus.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
We have lightning in a bottle with this company.
Creator Lin-Manuel Miranda says it was hard to get a ticket to Hamilton on Broadway, and he wanted more people to see it.
We basically self-financed a three-day indie movie, and it took a long time to get that into place.
Miranda also says Hamilton can speak to the nation's current racial inequities.
Having meaningful conversations in that regard, in this moment where nothing is business as usual, is a silver lining to the pandemic.
Miranda says he identified with Alexander Hamilton mostly because he was an immigrant. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wall Street took Friday off in observance of the U.S. Independence Day holiday. For more, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.